And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. I am Kempton Bryan with Monique Donnelly and Rod Schreckengaust. Oh, yeah. Get to worshipfactory.net. Get connected online at worshipfactory.net for networking. You know, check it out. You're going to go to the homepage first, the landing page, we call it. And then you need to go to the connect button, as we say, just like a Facebook, and get online. Sign up. Put your profile in. And there's all kinds of toys in there, by the way. What do you think, Monique, about that?
I love it. I think it's great. But enough about that. I want to get to my cool friends.
Oh, your cool
Jerry
friends.
Jerry and Suzanne McLean are in the house.
Oh, and she brought them both with her. Both of her friends. She brought them both with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know.
If you don't know who they are, you'll definitely know their song.
Yeah.
They are the ones who sang and recorded Happy Days.
Happy Days.
And I want to hear, you guys actually have a book, and I want to hear a little bit about the book.
The book.
Yes, because you've got some cool God stories in there, and I'm wondering if I can pick your brain about some of those cool God stories.
Well, Happy Days and Dark Nights is a book that Suzanne and I wrote with the forewords by Jack Hayford and Hal Lindsey.
Nice.
And it traces our rise to stardom, my fall into cocaine, and then how God restored our marriage and used some of the worst things you can imagine for ministry and for benefit of the kingdom of God.
Isn't it amazing how God always does that? In the midst of crud and yuck, you're like, okay, really? How is God going to turn that around?
Exactly. And you know, we would never have signed up for this horrible journey through drugs. But you know what? What you become on the other side of it gives you the story to share. And it gives God the glory because he obviously took us through that and he had a reason for it. And that reason is so that we can encourage and share God's redemptive powers with anybody who's in addiction, whether it's drugs or gambling or whatever.
So let's back up. You were in a band with Mr. Omardian, who actually we were talking about your friend last week when we had Matt Brower, because Matt Brower's being produced by him.
Yeah.
So tell us about those initial bands that you were in, a little history on how you got to know all these people.
Well, actually, in the mid-60s, that's 1960s. Suzanne and I in 1966 were on a television show called the Kraft Music Hall. It was 13 weeks, and we were regulars on the show. And unknown stars like
Richard Pryor,
George Carlin, some
John
unknown
Davidson.
People like
who are they?
That.
I don't know.
So after that show, it was a great show, a very popular show. Dr. Bill Bright of Campus Crusade Christ called us and said, "Would you come up and work with our acts, the New Folk? I think they were called at the time, Armageddon Experience, and we'd like for you to stage their show and put some songs in." So we went up to Arrowhead. And when we walked in the room, we saw this kid sitting at the piano, and he would go over and play the guitar, and he'd go over and play the drums, and he'd write parts out. And we sat there for about an hour, and we were just in amazement. And he'd say, why does Dr. Bright need us? Like, who is this
Bill Bright?
Here's Michael Omardian, who's a whole orchestra in and of
one-man
himself.
One-man band.
So we met Mike, and we did do some staging for the group, but that's how we met Mike. And then we brought him in kind of to our band, and when we opened in Las Vegas that next year, we pulled Mike out of Campus Crusade to direct the band at the Flamingo Hotel. We were opening for B.B. King, and so we brought Mike in to conduct the orchestra. That was Michael's first job, really, in the entertainment industry.
Oh,
as a matter of fact, he did not have a union card at the time.
Wow.
And so
couple years ago.
My agent reminded me, says, does this Omardian person that you're bringing in, does he have a union card? And I said, no.
Yeah.
He's going to have one. So I called Mike up at Crusade, and I said, Mike, and you wanted a story from the book, right?
Yes, please.
Right. So I said, you're going to have a union card to conduct at Vegas. And, you know, Vegas is very union-oriented. Don't conduct without having a union card.
No, without losing an arm.
So he said, well, I'm in meetings all day with Dr. Bright. So I said, well, what's your brother's maiden name? What's your Social Security number? So I went in to the Musicians Union, even though I was a member of that same Musicians Union at the time. I went in hoping not to be
recognized.
And so I signed up as Michael Omardian.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah, signed everything, his mother's maiden name, Social Security. When I joined
he went in with his baklava on his
When I joined the Musicians Union just the previous year, as a bass player, you didn't have to audition or anything. You had a gig, you're in. But they changed the rules, so they said, okay, Mr. Omardian, your audition is at 2:30. You know, playing the piano. So I said to myself, well, you know, I'll just go and confess. You know, I mean, I'll just go until, you know, something happens. So I sound like Van Cliburn on the first 16 bars of Moonlight Sonata.
Mm-hmm. His grandmother taught him to play.
I mean, you know, I sound great. So I just decided I'd sit down and I'd start playing the Moonlight Sonata, and on the 13th bar, I would just confess.
Nice.
So I got to the 12th bar, and they stopped me, and they said, Mr. Martin, it's very
they
clear.
Stopped you.
They stopped me. Praise God, there is victory. That it's obvious you're a terrific piano player. And so welcome to Local 47. So Michael Omardian, the famous producer who has the only producer in the history of the entertainment industry who have produced number one records in four different decades.
Sure.
His union card is signed by Jerry McLean.
Oh, my goodness. And we are in studio with Jerry McLean and Suzanne McLean from the Happy Days music. Everybody knows it from the Happy Days television show. It is the theme song of that show and has been forever. Amazing, incredible. Where did that go from there then with, I mean, obviously you're talking to the number one producer now, probably one of the number one producers in the world. So that, Bill Bright too, who I just absolutely love, by the way. I mean, I think Campus Crusade for Christ is doing some incredible work and has been doing for many, many, many years. We work with them on Hurricane Andrew Relief down in Florida, and just an amazing group with all those guys out there. But man, I tell you, Bill Bright, that's a whole nother show I could get on to Bill Bright about. He's just done some amazing work at Campus Crusade for sure. So where did it go from you with Michael from there? So you're now Michael.
Yeah. Well, Michael did play with us and conduct for us and play in our band for a period of time. And Suzanne and I really had been in the entertainment industry since we were both kids, doing radio and television and records. In fact, Suzanne and I, in that previous period of time, we'd been with Columbia, Capitol,
Mercury.
RCA, Mercury, ABC Dunhill, and No Hit Records. And then when Mike started producing us, well, Suzanne, tell the story when Mike and Stormy came over to our house that night about the Happy Days.
Well, we had been on the road. We didn't even know what Happy Days was because, you know, when you're traveling, you lose all perspective of what's going on.
Right,
you know, a war
right.
could be going on at home, but as long as we're out by the pool and rehearsing our show
sure.
and showing up at 9 o'clock to sing, who cares, right? So we had gotten this call, did we want to record the theme song from Happy Days? And Jerry says, what is Happy Days? And they said, you don't know, it's this, you know, show in the 70s, but it's about the 50s, and there's this guy named Fong.
Mike and Stormy are sitting yeah. in our living room explaining the show Happy Days.
Right. And so, you know, Jerry said, well, it sounds like a pretty good deal, but we have to go back on tour. Well, you know, when can we do this? And Michael said, we can do it on Wednesday. That was about 2 days from when we were talking. So we did. We went in the studio, recorded it. And on Friday, we were driving down Sunset Boulevard on our way to get some new outfits designed. And we heard Happy Days come on the radio. And I'm telling you, I thought we were
really
just
ran off the road.
Rode off the road. It's just,
that's the coolest.
It was just the coolest. Because
yeah.
you just think, oh, my gosh, after all these years of recording and doing all of this, and now finally we have this wonderful little record, which we never dreamed it would just be going. And here we are now, 2011. Happy Days is still on the air, and it's still on about 50 compilations, you know, best theme from TV show, best 50 song. And so you just never know. God just blessed us with a song that we could just identify with, Happy Days. And as you see, I'm wearing Lost in the 50s. That's me.
They look great.
Yeah, I'm in. Yeah. So
through this, I'm sure God has opened doors and opportunities for you. Can you think of anything where you have been able to maybe be the salt and light in places that you know, in an opportunity where, I mean, you would be able to be in places where just Joe Schmo wouldn't be able to, you know?
Right.
Like,
well, you know, we decided that if God blessed us and gave us a chance to record this song, that we would do something for the kingdom with it. And with a song like Happy Days, you can. And our show was so designed that we would sing fun songs. We would do country western. We would do ragtime. We would do banjo. We would do all this. And then Jerry would sing the song from Jesus Christ Superstar. He would sing the Garden of Gethsemane song. And no matter where we went, we would ask them not to, please don't come down here serving drinks and stuff, that we're going to do this. And we would end our show with that and one of Michael's songs called Lord. And, you know, it gave us a chance to share our testimony after the show with people. And we would just come out and say, if you want to know more about this Lord that we're singing about, please see us after the show. And that's it. That's what God used it for.
And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. And we are with Jerry and Suzanne McLean, the Happy Days voices of the show Happy Days. And we'll be right back. You are listening to Worship Factory. We'll be right back with Jerry and Suzanne.
Sunshine, goodbye rain. She's wearing my school ring on her chain. She's my steady, I'm her man. I'm gonna love her all I can.
This day's on,
won't you be mine?
This day's on,
please be mine. Gonna cruise her around the town, show everybody what I found. Rock and roll with all my friends.